People who grew up shopping at Prangy's department stores in northeastern Wisconsin can tell you about Bruce the Spruce, the talking tree. But let Dick Moe tell you.
My name's Dick Moe, and I'm a volunteer here at the Neville Museum. And now with Prangy's display, I'm Bruce the Spruce.
Moe has portrayed Bruce for 7 years and knows his origin story well.
He grew up as a little sapling in Holland. And Santa was 1 year in Holland, and he spied this little sapling. And he heard Bruce moaning, and he thought, now Bruce has got some, you know, potential here. So he took Bruce back to the North Pole, and his elves taught Bruce how to talk. And the thing that Bruce likes to do is talk to children.
Moe climbs into a large artificial Christmas tree where he greets and talks to museum visitors.
Okay, but there's a little screen that I can see people out there, and they can't see me.
I can't see you. Where are you?
This is where Moe becomes one with the tree. Bruce the Spruce even greets guests with a wave.
I can't see you, but I can hear you.
All right, well, that's good. There we go. Is the branch waving?
Oh, yes. The ornaments are jingling. There they are.
All right.
Yeah, so that's how Bruce waves to his fans.
Right. I wave to people and say, hi, how are you?
For 10 years, the Neville Museum has recreated the Prangy's department store windows that used to enthrall shoppers in downtown Green Bay. The animatronic figures of snowmen and animals drew attention beginning in the 1940s. But by 1972, Prangy's display manager took the show inside. That's according to the Neville's director, Beth Lemke.
George Hanran was actually the Bruce the Spruce creator. He had an idea where his son was named Bruce, and his son was actually the first voice for Bruce. And Bruce, originally in Green Bay, was holiday decorations that were kind of leftover parts and pieces that they put together to form Bruce. And then it was so popular in Green Bay, the other Prangy's stores in the area, Sheboygan, adopted Bruce the Spruces.
Children ask Bruce about the North Pole, where he lives with Santa. Bruce was very real to local entertainer Frank Hermans.
I knew he was alive. There was no doubt in my mind. I remember asking my mom, you know, how does he go to the bathroom? Where does he go? I mean, I was kind of an inquisitive kid. So, well, it's a tree, son, you know, it rains. It doesn't rain in here, Mom. Why is this tree talking to me, you know? But it was, I believed, and that was a big thing. I believed.
Bruce is in good company at the Neville this year. He's part of an enchanted forest display, the Prangy's window characters, and a recreation of an old soda fountain. And perhaps best for the holidays, Dick Moe says Bruce's exes, Margaret the Spruce, and Amanda made other plans.
And she was a flaky little tree, and that didn't last too long.
Bruce and his helper, Dick Moe, are in residence at Green Bay's Neville Public Museum until January 4th.
I always look forward to this time of the year.
Moe says he and Bruce get a kick out of fascinating little kids and maybe bringing back some seasonal magic to their parents and grandparents. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.